The Faith of George W. Bush by Stephen Mansfield. To Lieutenant Colonel Eldon L. Mansfield, U.S. Army retired. Midway along the journey of our life, I woke to find myself in a dark wood, for I had wandered off from the straight path. How hard it is to tell what it was like. This wood of wilderness, savage and stubborn, the thought of it brings back all my old fears. A bitter place. Death could scarce be bitterer. But if I would show the good that came of it, I must talk about things other than the good. Dante Alighieri, The Divine Comedy. Introduction. It's too early to know how history will judge the presidency of George W. Bush. To guess at the legacy of a sitting president is a dangerous game. History is, after all, a mysterious lady who often misbehaves, who delights in going against pattern. Rarely is this more evident than in American politics. Still, the past shines enough light to allow some certainties. We can be sure, for example, that history will remember this president for the John Quincy Adams parallel. That our current president is the son of an earlier chief executive will always be discussed in light of John Adams, our second president, having been the father of our sixth. Historical memory loves simple parallels, and this one is too tempting to pass up. There can also be no doubt that this president will be remembered as the man in the White House on September 11, 2001. The unprecedented terrorist acts on that day and the subsequent invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq will frame a large part of Bush's legacy no matter what else he does. Had Franklin Roosevelt died just weeks after Pearl Harbor, he would still be remembered...